This is Fresh Air. On Saturday, the Hulu streaming service presents a new documentary about a TV show from 21 years ago, one that lasted for only 7 weeks. That series, The Dana Carvey Show, starred the former breakout star from Saturday Night Live. The documentary is titled, with lots of irony, Too Funny to Fail. Our TV critic David Bianculli makes his case for why you should care and watch.
Too Funny to Fail is written, produced, and directed by Josh Greenbaum, who threw all his efforts into this new Hulu documentary, even though it begins by calling its subject, The Dana Carvey Show, one of the most spectacular failures in television history. In 1996, it aired on the number one network, ABC, right behind TV's number one show at the time, Home Improvement. Yet it lost 6 million viewers by the time its opening sketch was over, produced only 8 episodes, and the last one wasn't even televised. But still, what a show, what a cast, and what a writer's room. Dana Carvey was white hot by then for his Saturday Night Live antics as George Bush, Ross Perot, the Church Lady, and Garth on Wayne's World. The head writers of The Dana Carvey Show were Robert Smigel, the man and arm behind the hand puppet Triumph the Insult comic dog, and Louis C.K. Another writer was future Oscar-winning screenwriter Charlie Kaufman, and the then-unknown cast members included Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert. The superhero cartoon spoof called The Ambiguously Gay Duo, voiced by Carell and Colbert, was made famous on SNL, but started on The Dana Carvey Show. That sketch and others made for some of the biggest and most absurd fights between a network and a TV staff since the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour battled CBS in the 60s. Like Tom and Dick Smothers, Carvey, Smigel, Louis C.K., and the rest wanted to bring comic edginess to prime time. But ABC had just been bought by Disney and was hardly on the same page. This isn't so much a rise and fall story as just a story about a very rapid fall. And even the documentary's participants have trouble taking the subject seriously. But that just makes the stories they tell even funnier. Here are Steve Carell and Dana Carvey on one recurring sketch in which they appeared, Germans Who Say Nice Things.
I can't believe I'm even talking about this in a documentary.
Tell me
the genesis of Germans Who Say Nice Things. What was in your mind? How did you create? So I'm sure I thought of it 5 minutes before an audition and went, okay, maybe that it's loud and maybe it'll get their attention.
That cloud looks like a pony.
Dana really liked that. And so he was like, can we do that together?
It was a pleasure babysitting Kevin.
Every time he screamed, I tried to at least match him.
Let's make snow angels!
And I went as hard as I could, and he always had this other gear.
You are not getting older, you are getting better!
The clips from this little scene show are very funny, and the behind-the-scenes stories are even funnier. Carell and Colbert, both of whom came from the same Second City company in Chicago, auditioned for The Dana Carvey Show one right after the other. Carell went first and killed, then saw his friend Stephen Colbert in the wings and went over to say hi.
But we were chatting, and I didn't realize he was kind of preparing and getting ready to go on.
And I'm doing the rundown in my head of everything. I'm doing like the 9 things I'm about to do, and I'm running through it in my head. And Carell walks up to me and goes, "How's Evie? How's Evie doing? I just, Nancy, just, we miss so seeing you guys out there." It was like I was trying to, like, remember the combination to a safe. And he's going, 4, 28, 7, 6, 3.14, like that.
And I was like, so anyway, and I was just talking to him about stuff, and he said, please, I'm about to go on. Please go away.
But Colbert shouldn't have worried. He got hired along with Carell, and got to introduce some well-crafted comedy bits of his own, like his impersonation of George Harrison, reminiscing about his days with the Beatles.
Yeah, I was frustrated sometimes, you know. I wrote this little skiffle song, you know, once called Me and My Squid. And I went, squiddy, 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 love my little squiddy, 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 rock and roll. And I took it to John and Paul, and they said, the Beatles don't do songs about mollusks. You know, and then 6 months later, Paul comes back with Octopus's Garden. I mean, there was a lot of crap like that.
Robert Smigel, in Too Funny to Fail, raves about them both.
Now, if people had told me in 1996 that in 10 years those guys would be dominating comedy, I would have said, 5 years. That's how highly I thought of them.
In its 7 short weeks on the air, The Dana Carvey Show did some very wild things and swung for the fences in a way too few comedy shows do. The entire series, including the unaired finale episode, is available on DVD. Hard to believe, but it is. And as for Too Funny to Fail, I have no problems recommending a documentary on a streaming service few people watch about a TV show from 21 years ago that almost nobody saw. That's because Too Funny to Fail, on its own terms, is entertaining and enlightening from beginning to end. And make sure to stay for the end, because several participants, including Robert Smigel in his alter ego as Triumph, save the best for last.
And of course, we'd like to thank the entire Hulu audience. Sharon Harding of Columbia, Missouri, Bruce and Catherine Summers of Elmont, New York, Melissa Campos of Chandler, Arizona. She's actually on the free trial for Handmaid's Tale, but fingers crossed. Paula and Howard Kirsch.
David Bianculli teaches TV and film history at Rowan University. His latest book, The Platinum Age of Television, From I Love Lucy to The Walking Dead, How TV Became Terrific, is now out in paperback. Too Funny to Fail becomes available on Hulu this Saturday. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like our interviews with Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon, writer Amy Tan, who has a new memoir, Jane Mayer, who just wrote an in-depth New Yorker article about Mike Pence, and Matthew Walker, who studies what happens when we sleep and has advice for how to get a better night's sleep, check out our podcast. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salick, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.